Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Kiri, that's right. Eclectus, yep. Yep. Generally, only if there's a concern going on will we trim their beak, but there's underlying issues that could potentially be causing that. So the vet will have a look and just see what's going on in a consult if you are concerned about the length of the beak and discuss that with you. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep. Yep. Okay. He's at that sexual maturity age and it's definitely breeding season at the moment. So if his behavior has changed, then it could definitely be a result of a sexual aggression behavior, but it could be something else going on. So I would highly recommend a consult to discuss that. There are things that the vet could potentially help with if it's needed. Yeah, so the consultation's $179. If they need to do anything in regards to the behavioural aggression with medications or anything like that, that would be additional to the consultation or a beak trim if that's indicated. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yeah, definitely. But getting on top of it now will definitely be beneficial, because if it's left long term, it can become quite a behavioural issue and it can be quite difficult to reverse that behaviour if it gets imprinted in them. So, definitely recommend. And then the doctor can give you some pointers or guide you to people that can do behavioural consults with them as well. Ouch. Yeah. Yes. Now I do have an availability in the morning. I can do a 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, or I can do a bit later in the afternoon, depending on what your hospital appointment is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So you want to avoid that traffic. Excellent. Listen, I could do, like, if you want to avoid the Yeah, certainly. So are you wanting to do a bit mid-morning to avoid the traffic in the morning? Yep, okay. Okay, so I could do a 10:20 for you. Okay, now we haven't seen you here before, have we? Okay, let me just grab some details from you. Your first name, or the name that we're putting the file in? And that's J-E-N-K-I-N-S, or, yep, yes. And an email address? Yep. Excellent. So it's Vicky, V-I-C-K-E-Y-J-E-N-K-I-N-S. number8@gmail.com. Excellent. Now, is the number that you're calling on the best contact number, or should I put in another number? And your address there at Torbal. And you said 4510 was the postcode? Excellent. And the name of your cheeky little boy? Charlie. Okay. Do you know if Charlie is microchipped at all? No. No? Sure. We can definitely scan, but yeah, generally they would indicate and get you to have a change of ownership so he's in your name. So potentially is not. I'd have to just get into my other file. Let me think it has to be done under an anesthetic just because we implanted into the pectoral muscle there. But it includes the lifetime registration as well. Here we go. So including the anaesthetic, so it's 180 to have the microchip implanted with the, and that can be done if you do decide that you're wanting to have it done. We can do it within a consultation time, depending if you let us know. Obviously, that's what you're wanting to have done because we'll need to make enough time to be able to do that. Okay. So 20, yeah. Well, just pop it in because what we'll do first is just a general all-over health check. If it does turn out to be a behavioural type issue that's going on, then and we need to discuss further behavioural modifying things, then we might need to get you come back because it's a longer consult to do that because it's quite intensive to get to the bottom of it. But, yeah, we'll book you time just for the general health check there and we'll do the once-over. And then, yeah, we'll take it from there. What I'll get you to do, just in case you do change your mind and want to do the microchip, just don't give Charlie any soft fruit or veggies in the morning just in case we need to do, like, the anaesthetic for that microchip. He can have pellets or seed, whatever he's generally on. That's okay up until he comes in. But, yeah, just no soft fruit or veggies. Mass in the top of my head. Let me just see. No. Yep. Yeah, so 360 would be the health check and the microchip, providing we don't need to do any other treatments or testing or anything. But the doctor will let you know if there's any, if that was needed, and she'll let you know the costs and stuff involved in regards to that. Yeah, so if we need any behavioral modifying medications or anything like that, that would be additional, but they would let you know what the cost of those would be. Sure. Yeah, no, that's fine. Excellent. Okay, well, that's all booked in then for 20 past 10 next Thursday, the 18th, with Dr. Vanessa. We've got you booked in. In Ashmole Road, yep. Our car park is situated just off Anzac Avenue. Now, you can only get into it one way heading towards the waterfront. So if you come past the Kippering Shopping Centre, you'll be on the right side of the road. When you see the Simplicity Funeral signs, where our driveway is the next one around from there, just before you hit the corner on the set of lights. Excellent. Not a problem. I will send an email to that questionnaire to the email that you've just given me. It'll just give us, if you can fill that out, it's just a bit of insight of that little Charlie there, and just email it back to us. It'll be a Google form that you fill out. Okay. Thank you then. Bye-bye.